Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chayale. So we're moving along here in the intense Gemaras of Maseches Hoyrius dealing with the Korban Chatos. So it's been a lot of information that we've had to process over the last several days. Today's daf is going to feel very much like the previous dafin, but let's just set up the daf as it relates to some of the critical things that we're going to need to follow cheshbon. So if somebody does an aver b'shoigeg, that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayiv karis, he had to bring a karban chatas. What was the karban chatas? Well, it depends who did the aver. The ordinary yachid brought either a kispa or a se'ira. The koyim mashiach brought a par. The nasi brought a sire. If Rav of Klal Yisrael did an avera b'shoigig behelim davar, because hayru bez in the Torah, they too brought a par. What if it was avodah zarah? That's a separate parsha in the Torah, literally. Parsha Shlach, not Parsha Vayikra, and the Torah there lays out different karbonis. In the event that it was a yachid, yachid meaning an ordinary person, the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi, his karbon would be a Seira. If it was Rav of Klal Yisrael, again, the Helam Davar, then it would be a Par V'Sair, the Par would be an Oila, and the Sair would be a Chatas. Another thing that we saw, and this was really at the end of yesterday's daf, is that there were times that the Korban Chatas that was brought was not per what we just discussed. Rather, the Chatas was what's known as an Oyle V'yoyret. Now, there were three types of Averos where if a person committed this sin, he's subject to the laws of Oyle V'yoyret. Number one, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Number two, Shvuas Bitoy. And number three, Shvuas Ha'edos. In the event that somebody violates any one of those parshias, all huge sugis and chas, the halach is he has to bring a Korban Chatas, but not a Chatas Kavua, not the fixed Chatas per what we just discussed. But rather, his chatas was oil of a yard. What does it mean, oil of a yard? The value of it and the nature of it fluctuated depending on the person's financial situation. So if he could afford it, it's a kispa or seira. If he can't, shnei toyrim, shnei bnei yoyna. And if he couldn't even afford that, then he would bring a carbon mincha. He could be yoytze even with a little bit of flour, a little bit of soilus. The Mishnah discussed two halachos that relate to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. But as we saw in the Gemara, even though the Mishnah was discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, they don't relate specifically to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, but really the Negeya, all of the Korban Oilos V'Yoyreds. And that is, what would be if Rav of Klal Yisrael would sin, Behelim Davar, but it was an Avera that is subject not to the Chatos Kavua, but rather subject to the Oilos V'Yoyred. Additionally, if somebody has a suffix, whether or not he's obligated to bring a Korban Chatas, he has to bring an Ashram Tali. What would be if somebody has a suffix, whether he has to bring a Korban Chatas, but not a Chatas Kavua, rather a Chatas that's an Oil of Yard? Would he bring the Ashram Tali or would he not? And the Mishnah said very clear, Ein Chayoven al Aseva Lois Aseish of the Mikdash, meaning there's no Parahelam Davash al Tzibur when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav because it's an Oil of Yard, right? The Emevian Ashram Tali al Aseva Lois Aseish of the Mikdash. And there's no Ashram Tali when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Again, because it's a carbon oil of the earth. What's the makar? The Gemara had a super gzeira shava, which was very much the last part of yesterday's daf. Either way, today's daf is going to continue very much on that theme, talking about where the oil of the yoyret converges with a lot of what we saw up until this point. Some of the things that we're going to talk about is, did the nasi bring a carbon oil of the yoyret? Did the kayim mashiach bring a carbon oil of yarid? What about Ashram Talui? Is that the Nasi and the Kayim Mashiach in Ashram Talui? What about an Ashram Vadai? There's going to be a lot of fun variables and permutations, just like there's been over the last several daffins. So again, today's daff is going to feel a lot like what we've been doing for the last week or so. And without further ado, Zokt the Heilige Mishnah, in Chayovin al Shmias Koil, Va'al bituis v'asayim va'al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. There's no parhalam davash al tzibur for shmias kol shvuos ha'etos, and for bituis v'asayim shvuos bitoy, or for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Now we knew this already. How do we know that? It was the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, "Ein chayoven al asei v'al lois asei shav mikdash." Now, to be fair, the previous Mishnah only mentioned Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh. It didn't mention Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Bitui, but obviously, if it's true for one Oil of Yared, it's true for the other Oil of Yared as well. Now, Rashi actually asks it as a kasha. If I know this from the previous Mishnah, so why are you telling it to me again? It's because of the Dovish and the Schadish. But we'll see, this Mishnah is going to double down on this point, and it's because of those Chidushim, which are regrouping, reframing, wechazering what we already know. So again, there's no parallel in Dovish al-Tzibur when it comes to Azasar Tavera, where the Yochitz Chatas would be the Oil of Yared. V'hanasi kayoitzman div Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that if the Nasi would sin for Shfuas Ha'edah, Shfuas Bitur, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, like the Tzibur that doesn't bring the parallel in Dovish al-Tzibur, he would not bring his Sire, he would not be subject to the halachas of Oil of Yared. Rabbi Akiva, I mean Rabbi Akiva said, Anasi chayev bekulan. I disagree. The Nasi would be chayev Oil of Yared, chutz mishmiyas hakol. The only one he wouldn't be chayev is shmiyas hakol, and that's Shvuas Eidos, and the reason is very pashit. Because who's the Nasi? The Nasi is the Melech. And Shaham Melech leidon veleidon, and noisle leimed veleim yidin noisle. The halacha is that a Melech can't judge, he can't be judged, he can't be testified about, he can't testify. The point is, a melech is pasul eidus, and if a melech is pasul eidus, then by definition, he can't be subject to the laws of Shvuas Eidus. Because Shvuas Eidus is where somebody goes over to somebody, he says, "You know eidus on my behalf, will you come be meid?" And he denies, kafa nishba the whole 9 yards. And what's the halacha? The halacha is he's subject to Shvuas Eidus. But someone that's pasul eidus is excluded from Shvuas Eidus. In fact, the Mishnah of Shvuas Eidus, the very first halacha in the fourth parak of Masech de Shvuas, says, Shvuas Eidus neheges ba'anoshim v'leib benoshim. And the Gemara says, why is there no Shvuas Eidus by Nashim, because Nashim absolutely Eidos. Well, Melech is also possible Eidos, therefore he's not subject to Shvuas Eidos. If he's not subject to Shvuas Eidos, he's not subject then to the Oil of the Yoyre that comes along with Shvuas Eidos. But says Rabbi Akiva, as it relates to Shvuas Bito, Yatumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, I don't see any reason to exclude the Nasi. So what's the recap on the Mishnah? There's no parallel in Davash al-Tzibur when it comes to Oil of the Yoyre. We knew that already. What's the recap of the Chidushim of the Mishnah? Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether or not the Nasi is subject to Karban Oil of the Yoyred. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, no. Just like there's no sugya parhelam davash al tzibur, v'hanasi kayoitzman. The Nasi is like them. Who's then the tzibur? Rabbi Akiva says, no. The Nasi is chayev, the only one is potter, just for technical reasons, is Shvuas Eidus, simply because he's apostolate. Says the Gemara Amarulo, ulus, am I time to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? What's pshat in Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Meaning, as it relates to these two shitas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, which one of them requires hesber? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva is saying very mistabridig things. Why should the Nasi be excluded from the Oil of Yair? I don't see any reason why. Oh, Shvuas Eidus. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Good. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. But really, the onus is on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He's the Moitzi Mechaveroi, Olav Araya, to explain his position. And that's why the Gemara's focus is on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Ula said, my time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Amakra, the Pasuk says, it says regarding the Oil of Yair, that if somebody is going to sin, Le Achas Mi'ela, from one of these averos that trigger the Eilav Yoyre. So it says, Ulur, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Darshan, Kol Shem Mischayiv Ba'achas, Mischayiv Bikulon. V'she'ein Mischayiv Ba'achas, Ein Mischayiv Bikulon. The only time a person is subject to Eilav Yoyre is if you're subject to all the Eilav Yoyre. But if you're an Ein Mischayiv Ba'achas, is even one that you're not Chayiv in, then you're not going to be Chayiv in any of them. And being that the Nasi is obviously not chayiv in one of the Oil of Yoyreds, which one? The one that Rabbi Akiva is mighty, he's not chayiv to. Shvuas Eidus simply because he's a pasul eid. So if that's the case, then he can't be chayiv in any of them. But the Gemara says, how would Rabbi Yosi Aglili know to darshan v'hoya ki yesham la'achas mi'ela in that way? I could actually make this drasha 180 degrees. Punkt fakert. The ema, maybe the way you're supposed to read v'hoya ki yesham la'achas mi'ela is mischayiv ba'achas mehen. That all you need is to be a yeshem la'achas mi'ela. And as long as you're chayiv in one, then you'll be chayiv in that one. I am not chayiv in another one. Who cares? So I don't think darshaning this pasuk could be the makar to Rabbi Yosi Aglili because it's so subjective. I can darshan it this way, I can darshan it that way. Ella, time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili mehach. The Gemara says you're 100% right. You have to say Rabbi Yosi Aglili's makar somewhere else. Tanya belonged to the Braisa. Hoy, Rabbi Yirmiya Oimer. Rabbi Yirmiya used to say, Nemar, it says in the Torah, Loi Sagia Yodai. The Nemar, it says in the Torah, Loi Sasig Yodai. Where does it say that? It says it in the parasha of the Oil of Yari. Right? One time it says Loi Sagia Yodai. Another time it says Loi Sasig Yodai. That is the Oil of Yari. A person can't afford to bring the regular carpet. So said Rabbi Yirmi and the Braisa, Misha Balitei Anius Vashiras. Someone that could be a Sagia Yadai, or can't be a Sagia Yadai, or someone that could be a Sasag Yadai and not be a Sasag Yadai is included in the parasha. Someone that could be other than Araman, other than Gvir, Chesnish, I don't know. Yotza Nasi or Mashiach, with the exception of the Nasi and the Mashiach, She'ein Boim Lidei Anios, that they can never be an Araman. Why could the Nasi and the Mashiach never be an Araman? Nasi, Dechsev, Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alikov, and we learn from those words, Mishe'in Al Gabov, Ela Hashem Alikov. So, we keep on saying the Nasi is the Melech. How do you know the Nasi is the Melech? Maybe the Nasi is the Shainid. Maybe it's the Rosh HaKol. So Chazal learned it from a drasha. We'll see it better in tomorrow's daf. The Osa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alikov. The only one on top of him is Hashem Alikov. But other than that, he's the next highest ranking member in the world. Someone like that is the Nasi who's subject to the parish of Nasi. Now, if he is literally on that level, literally the only person he looks up to, the only being is Kutcha B'richo Alein, well, then obviously he's a Gvir. Right, sounds like he is a Moshe Bekipa, this person. So there's no question in the world that he's going to have money. So he's not in a matzev where he could be bali de anias v'ashiras, because if he's having a bad year, he just prints more money. Mashiach, how do you know that Kohen Mashiach, how do you know the Kohen Gadol also is not bali de anias v'ashiras? So that's a different card. The pasuk says, v'akoyin ha-gadol me'echa. And Chazal famously, Darshan, what does it mean that the Kohen was Gadol, shu gadol me'echa benoi, he's better looking, b'koyach, he's stronger, b'chachma, he's wiser, and this is the punchline, u'ba'osher, he's also wealthier. How do you know if the Kohen Gadol didn't have, you have to give it to him? Meaning, let's say the Kohen Gadol suddenly loses his money. How do you know that it's incumbent upon the tzibur to come together and give him the money that he needs? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, like you're making him Gadol. That the brothers have a chiv to make him greater. But here's the bottom line. The Melech is not someone that's boli de'anias v'ashiras. The Kohen Gadol is not someone that's boli de'anias v'ashiras. The only time is an oil yard is if you're someone that's bali de anias vashirus. As a result, the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, says Rabbi Yirmi and the Braisa, we have to hold cheshbon with the names, are not going to be subject to the oil yard. Says the Gemara, that must be time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So again, what Rabbi Yosi Aglili say in the Mishnah? That just like there's no param davash tibur when it comes to the Eilu Yared, so too the Nasi didn't either bring the Eilu Yared and Nasi Kayyotzvam. And the question is why? First, we said, but the Gemara said that, I can go this way, I can go that way. It's not a solid Rasha. At the time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yermia. What did Rabbi Yermia say? Someone that's boli de anias fashirus, as opposed to the Nasi that's not boli de anias fashirus. Now, if time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili is Rabbi Yirmiya, then there's a very important hisafa that we need to make Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita that the Mishnah didn't say. In the Mishnah, what Rabbi Yosi Aglili say? V'hanosi kayotzevahem. What did Rabbi Yirmiya say? Because of this drasha, Mishavali de'anis v'ashiras, it's yotza nasi u'mashiach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili never said a word about Mashiach. He was talking about the nasi. But it's obvious, if this is taimo de Rabbi Yosi Aglili, then it's going to be true not only for the Nasi, for Mashiach as well. Number one, logically. Number two, we're telling to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who Mefurish said it with regards to the Mashiach. And by the way, this is the way the Rishonim understand Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So as much as Rabbi Yosi Aglili only said it regarding the Nasi, really it's going to be true with regards to the Koyim Mashiach as well. This is going to be a very important piece in the Hemshech of the Gemara. But even Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following question. Nasi shenitztara ma? What happens if the Nasi becomes a Mitzayra? So here's the background. And by the way, this is also Gemara coming up in tomorrow's daf. If the Nasi became a Mitzayra, meaning if the Melech became a Mitzayra, he's Ois Melech. Can't be Melech while he's a Mitzayra. Now, what happens when he gets healed? Does he come back? Not come back? That's beyond the scope of what we need the second. But we're talking about a Nasi who committed an Oil of a Yoyred, and then he became a Mitzayra. Right now, he's not Nasi anymore. So the question is, does he bring the Oil of a Yoyred, or does he not bring the Oil of a Yoyred? We're going to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that the Nasi doesn't bring the Oil of a Yoyred. But now he's not the Nasi. I know, but when he sinned, he was the Nasi. So, do we say mitcha dachi? Do we say that he is going to be nitcha? Meaning, it gets being or mifter pater, or he's going to be pater. I mean, the question is, do we say that being the lechatchila, he was out, so that's it, now he's going to be out legamri, or do we say no, kolzmani was out, he was out, but now that he's not out anymore, now he's going to be chayv. So this is the question Ravina asked Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak told Ravina, dilach ad gaza. I'm just curious, who's paying for this oil of a yayred? Who's going to pay for it? Is the Nasi going to have to take a check out of his pocket to pay for it, or is he going to be able to swipe the treasury's funds? The answer is, it was a rhetorical question, but the answer is he's going to be able to pay for it from the Gaza, right? Be Gaza de Rachmana. He's going to pay for it from the treasury. If he's going to pay for it from the treasury, then he's vaita na boli de anias vashiris, and if it's not boli de anias vashiris, even if it's matzav now, he's going to be potter. I mean, the Gemara is turning this into a whole lumdis. Like, how do you view the nasi when he is a nasi and he's over the ilav yoyrin, mitchadachim, if the potter? Nothing to do with that. At the end of the day, even now that he's a metzora, he still has access to the treasury. Kiddush, sounds like. But that's the fact. He still has access to the treasury. If he still has access to the treasury, so even now he's not bolei d'anias vashiris. When he committed the sin, he wasn't bolei d'anias vashiris because he was melech. And even now, he's vaita not bolei d'anias vashiris because he still has access to the Gaza. So if that's the case, it's posh, it's not even a shah. I mean, the whole question is sort of dead on arrival. The whole premise was a false premise. Because really, his matziv that he was then, he's still going to be now, says the Gemara. So again, till now we've been talking about Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur as it relates to Oil V'Yoyed, which was really just Ibig Echazit from yesterday's daf. The Chiddush so far of today's daf was the Nasi. What's the halacha? Does the Nasi bring the Oil V'Yoyed? Does he not bring the Oil V'Yoyed? It's Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he doesn't, because he's not Bali Danius Vashirus, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he does, with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, because he's simply Pasal Eidos. Additionally, we threw in what emerged from time of the Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that just like Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds, the Hanasi Kayyotz to him, the Kayy Mashiach is going to be Kayyotz to him as well. Why? Because Zilbasa Taima. If the reason the Nasi is because he's not Bali Dan Nias Fashiris, well, the Kayy Mashiach is also not Bali Dan Nias Fashiris. So, we know where Rabbi Yosef Aglili's sheet is going to be with regards to the Oil of Yared. It's going to be that just like the Nasi is Pater, Kayy Mashiach also. What about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah said that the Nasi is Chayiv, with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, which means he doesn't subscribe to the halacha of needing to be Bali Danius Vashiris. If that's the case, we don't have a makar, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Kayyum Mashiach should be exempt from the Eidav Yairit. So it'd be interesting to know what would Rabbi Akiva hold with regards to the Kayyum Mashiach. Again, why are we even talking about what Rabbi Akiva hold regarding the Kayyum Mashiach? Who even said anything about the Kayyum Mashiach? The Mishnah was the Nasi. It's true, but we were moisev in the Torah of Alpeh that what emerges from Shitas Rabbi Yosi regarding the Nasi is also true for the Kayyum Mashiach. So now, it'd be interesting to know, right? Kan ha curious person shayel, what would be Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Well, guess what? Just so happens that we can give this curious person what he needs because it's a mefurish b'raisa. The Gemara is going to bring a b'raisa now and it's going to tell us Shitas Rabbi Akiva regarding the Kayyum Mashiach. Tanya, we're going to the b'raisa. Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Mashiach potter mi kulon, that the Kayyum Mashiach is potter from kulon, meaning he's potter from all three oil of yoyos. Meaning even though Rabbi Akiva holds that the Nasi is chayyum b'kulon with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, but the Kayyum Mashiach is going to be potter. Oh my, Rabbi said, my time in Rabbi Akiva, what's from Rabbi Akiva? Oh my, Rabbi Akiva darshan the following pasuk. It says, Ze korban aharon ubanov. Now this pasuk is talking about the minchas chavi. That's a carbon that Kohen Gadol used to bring every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Machtzisa ba-boiker, machtzisa ba-aref. Known as the Minchas Chavitin. And regarding the Minchas Chavitin, it says Zeh. Rabbi Akiva darshint that Zu, this Mincha ba-chayvolai, is considered a Minchas Chayva for the Kohen Gadol. In acheres ba-chayvolai. But there's never another time where the Kohen Gadol would have to bring a Mincha that's a Minchas Chayva. So if we have a miut that the Kohen Gadol can never bring a Minchas Chayva, said Rava, that means that the Kohen Gadol is nismayit from the Oil of Yared. Why is he nismayit from the Oil of Yared? Because if you can't bring the Mincha, so you don't have option C. If you don't have option C, so now you're completely out. But the Gemara says, Mechateis, ve'ema ki mamadei rachmona b'dali dalas. Umayniyu asiris ho'efa. Maybe he's knocked out from the Dali Dalas, which was an asiris ho'efa. Right, that's what the carbon of Dali Dalas is. And that makes a lot of sense. This Mincha, yeah, as opposed to that Mincha. Aber as it relates to Anios, Vashiros, Loimayate Rachmano. Maybe he's not excluded. So good, you have a Makar Rava for Shitas Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the Kayy Mashiach being excluded from Dali Dalas. But Mehechatesi, from the regular carbon, Mehechatesi, from the Shtei Toim, and the Shnei Bnei Yoim, and the Mara says, Loisol Gadaitach. No, it's not an option. The Chzibkos Apostle says, Vechipra Olav HaKoyen, Al Chatosoy Asher Chato, Me'achas Me'eva. This Pasuk is talking about that the Koyen is going to bring Kapara for the Yid that's Chayv Oilav Yoyerid. Me'achas me'ela from one of these options, either the kisba d'asira she'term shnei b'dayayna or from the asira se'efa. So we darshan from those words ashachata me'achas me'ela ha'mischaper b'achas mischaper b'kulon. The only time you can be mischaper b'kulon is, or the only time you can be mischaper ba'achas is if you're mischaper b'chul. But if one of them you trip up on, then you're going to be completely out. And being that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohen Gadol can't bring the mincha, because only one mincha chavi is ever going to bring, that's the mincha chavitin. So if you can't bring the mincha, you can't bring the kizbasir, you can't bring the shnei torim, shnei b'dei oinim, that's why the Kohen Mashiach is going to be out. What's the Gemara's kasha now? Geshmak and kasha. Elamiyato ibazoi. For holding cheshbin, we can be mechavet to this kasha. If Rabbi Akiva holds, v'chiper olav ha-koyin al-chatos e'ashachot me'achas me'elo, that we darshan from there, ha-mischaper ba'achas, mischaper ba'kula, v'she'e mischaper ba'achas, e mischaper ba'kulam. Well, we should be consistent. Let's darshan, the chsiv we had in the very beginning of the daf, v'yaki yesham la'achas me'elo. And that was talking about achas me'elo, one of the three types of chatoim for which you have to bring a carbon oil of a yoy. Why don't we say, hochi nami, say the same drosha, t'chola mischay ba'achas, mischay ba'kulam. That the only time you're subject to the oil of a yard is if you're shaykh to all three oil of a yard. But if there's one oil of a yard you're not shaykh to, you shouldn't be chayef to any. And you can't say Rabbi Akiva holds that. Why? Because Allah Matanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, Nasi chayef bekulon chutz mishmi askal. So what do you see from there? That Rabbi Akiva holds that even though the Nasi is not shaykh to one of them, it doesn't knock him out. He's going to be shaykh to the other two. Why don't we darshan? You know what the answer probably is? The Gemara is dicho in the beginning of the daf. We probably darshan just the opposite. But if that's the way you darshan the me'achas, that it says regarding the three chatoim that triggered the other way, well then that's the way we should darshan the le'achas over here, where it says, v'chiper olav ha-koyen, v'chiper olav ha-koyen al-chatos e'ashachoto me'achas me'ele, ha-mischaper be'achas, mischaper be'kulam, v'shem mischaper as, mischaper be'kulam, should say just the opposite. We should say that even though you're only mischaper on one of them, you're only shayich to the kizbasira, you're only shayich to the shnei term, shnei b'nei, I feel hachi could be included in all. So why would Rabbi Akiva darshan, v'chiper olav ha-koyen al-chatos e'ashachoto me'achas me'ele, regarding the three types of kaparis for the oil of a yoyred, and not darshan v'hoyuki yeshem l'achas me'ela, with regards to the three types of chatoim that trigger the concept of the oil of a yoyred. So the Gemara says, Abayi, Rav, Damich, Abayi. This is a teretz that Abayi and Rav were both able to agree upon. Right, it's always news when Abayi and Rav get along in a Gemara. But Abayi and Rav, Damich, Abayi, me'achas mashmale, le'achas loy mashmale. Rabbi Akiva's drosha of one of the three types of kaparis, the me'achas that he held of. But as it relates to the three chatoim, the trick of the oil of a yoyrit, that's the le'achas, that's the mashmalei. Says the Gemara, maishna me'achas the mashmalei. What's the difference, right? What, it's the mem versus the lamid? Me'achas le'achas, the Gemara says no. Says, I'll tell you what. Maishna me'achas the mashmalei. The reason Rabbi Akiva liked the Joshua me'achas is the kasvi rachmono le'besoif. Gabi asira so'efa. Because where did the Torah write those words? The Chiper olav ha-koyen al-chatos e'ashachoto me'achas me'elo. The Torah wrote it at the end. The Torah wrote it by the Asiris Ha'efa. L'meimra to teach us. The Mechayiv Asiris Ha'efa Mechayiv Ha'kula. That's only someone that shayach to even Asiris Ha'efa is going to be chayiv in all of them. Because the Esol G'daitach Mischayiv Ba'achas Alfal Pisha Ein Mischayiv Ha'kulon. Because if you're going to tell me that maybe you should darshan in the reverse, the way Rabbi Akiva darshans, V'hoyaki Yeshem La'achas Me'elo, then Nichteve La'achas Me'elo, but that was in Amav Asiris. Then it should have been in the earlier part of the parsha. Why did the Torah write it at the back of the parsha? The reason the Torah wrote it in the back of the parsha is to teach me that the way you're supposed to darshan is only someone that's shaykh to this is going to be shaykh to everything else. But if you're not shaykh to this, you're not going to be shaykh to everything else. In other words, be'etzim, as it relates to vayki yeshem la'achas me'ela, Rabbi Akiva is ambivalent. He says, you want to darshan it, kol shem eschai ba'achas, eschai ba'kulon, v'she'im eschai ba'achas, eim eschai ba'kulon, darshan it that way. You want to darshan eschai ba'achas, man, afo b'she'im eschai ba'kulon, maybe darshan it that way. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not taking any drushes out of this. I don't have a solid drusha to be taken out of here. I certainly don't have a mir to say that the Nasi, because he's not included in Shavuos Eidus, but mainly he's not going to be included in any parts of Eidus. But over here, this pasuk, the chiper al v'koyin al chatos e'ashachotam me'achas me'ele, here I have a chlorah giloi, what I'm supposed to do with this. And the giloi is a diuk, which Rabbi Akiva believes is a glaring diuk. The diuk is the Torah wrote this by the Asiris Eifa. Why did Torah write at the end of the parasha? Right in the beginning of the parasha, maybe the middle of the parasha, the placement of it being at the end of the parasha, that's the diuk. And it sounds like it's coming to say that someone that's not shaykh to this part of the parasha, this part of the parasha is going to be knocked out from the entire parasha. So Rabbi Kiva said, well, what's unique about the Asiris Eifa? Like, what would be the chiddush of the Asiris Eifa that would be megal on the rest of the parasha? So the one ha'ari he had was, is I know the Kohen Gadol can't bring the Asiris Eifa because I have a drush of Zed Karben Harnavan of Zubach Eivle Ben Acheres Bach Eivle. And probably what it's coming to say is that if you don't have this, you don't have anything else. So again, Rabbi Akiva, you want to know why he didn't darshan La'achas Me'ela, because he had no chlorid giloy to darshan it. Here he saw the drasha, and the drasha is in Asiris Eifa, which means it's talking about someone who has a unique status related to the Asiris Eifa. Who is that? It's the Kohen Gadol. It's coming to say that if you don't have the Asiris Eifa, l'chayra, now you're going to be completely knocked out. Moving along. Another Mishnah. And this Mishnah also is going to chazer over a lot of things that we knew already. But again, there's a Dovish and a Schadish by. And really, this is like a good kitz of Shulchan Aruch of a lot of the things that we've been learning. Kol ha-mitzvah shebet Torah, shechayovan al-zdoin and kares v'al-shegigos and chatas. Any mitzvah in the Torah. Where, if a person does amaze, he's going to be chayiv kares. Hayochid may be kizba v'seira. The yochid, when he brings his chatas, brings a kizba v'seira. V'anasi soyer, the nasi brings the soyer. U'mashiach, who bears the mevi and par. And the mashiach and the bears and brings a par. Right? If we didn't know everything we just saw right now, we have not been paying attention for the first eight dafin of the Masechta. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Hayochid v'hanasi v'hamashiach mevi'in se'ira. Right? There, there's one parasha that lumps all the yachids together, like we spoke about at length yesterday. U'bezdin par v'sar. And Bezdin brings a par v'sar. Par lo'oilo v'sar l'chatas. Also, zero chiddush so far. Asham Taloi. As it relates to the Asham Taloi, Hayochid v'hanasi chayavim, the yachid and the nasi achayiv asham tali, u'mashiach u'bezdin p'turim. Mashiach and the bezdin are going to be part. Asham v'adai, hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach chayavim. As it relates to an asham v'adai, the yachid is always subject to the asham v'adai. So the yachid, the nasi, mashiach would be chayiv u'bezdin p'turim. There's no concept of a par halam davish al tzibur as it relates to an asham. Al shmiras hakoyev al bitus v'asayim v'al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. What about shvus eidish, shvus bitu, and tumas mikdash v'kadoshav? Right, what do these three averus have in common? These are the oil of yoreds. Bezdin p'turin. Bezdin is potter. V'hayachid, v'hanasi, v'hamashiach chayovin. As it relates to the yachid, the nasi, and the mashiach, they're going to be chayiv. Elo, stating that, she'en koin godol mashiach chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, the koin Gadol, who's the Kohen Mashiach, right? That's redundant. Kohen Gadol Mashiach is not going to be chayiv for Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshav. Divrei Rab Shimon, Azoy Halt Rab Shimon. We're going to recap this in a second. Umahein Mevien. What do they bring when they do bring? I mean, the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, when they bring the oil of Yored. What is it? It's a carbon of the yard. It's the regular carbon. Meaning, you think maybe they have their own unique carbon because you find by a regular chattas they have their own unique carbon. Talmud loy mana. Rabbi Yez says hanasi may be sire. The nasi actually brings his own carbon. He brings a sire. So really, ruba the ruba of the Mishnah was just chazara from things that we had already seen, but the Mishnah threw us a festa monkey wrench at the very end. Specifically, it brought a Shitas Reb Shimon and a Shitas Reb Eliezer, which is what the Daf is going to focus on. It's not going to focus on the parts of the Mishnah we knew already, because that thing I'm already focused on previously, right? What we're going to focus on now is the part of the Mishnah that is new star. So let's recap that last part of the Mishnah. So let's do it a little more carefully. Reading it inside again. Al shmiras hakoyel, val bitus svasayim, val tumas mikdash v'kadosha. Right? The three chatoim that are oil v'yoyim. Bezdim p'turin. That we know, right? How do we know that? It's the Mishnah on the top of Ches Amid Beis. It's the Mishnah on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis. And now it's also the Mishnah on Tes Amid Alef. This is literally the third time the Mishnah repeated the same thing. Fascinating. V'hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach chayav. Let's break this down. The fact that the yachid is chayav, obviously, who else is the Torah talking to? The fact that the nasi is chayav, that's a chiddush, right? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. The Hamashiach Chayovin, and that the Koy Mashiach should also be Chayiv, that's a huge Chiddush. Why is that a huge Chiddush? Because until now we had Rabbi Yosei Aglili, even though we never talked about it, but we knew from time of the Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that he holds that the Koy Mashiach is going to be Pater, and Rabbi Akiva said Mefurish in the Braisa, that he's going to be Pater. So the bottom line is, that's for sure a Chiddush. Elo. But the Mishnah continues, She'en koin godol Mashiach chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kadosh av divrei Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is the one who's talking, and Rav Shimon says that as much as I just told you, that the yachid, the nasi, and the Mashiach are going to be chayiv, but the koin godol Mashiach is not going to be chayv when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kaddish. Now, why would Tumas Mikdash V'Kaddish be different? The Gemara is going to address it, and the Gemara is going to bring him a car. But that is Shitas Reb Shimon. Shitas Reb Shimon is that the Koyim Mashiach is chayv in Tumas Mikdash, is chayv in Oyle V'Yayrit, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds your potter. Why? Because you ain't no bully the Anias Vashiris. Not like Rabbi Akiva says your potter. Why? Because you can't bring the Asiris Eifa, you can't bring the Dali Dallas, and once you can't bring the Dali Dallas, May Achas, you get knocked out of the entire parsha, right? Rather, he holds your chayiv, just grab the one, your potter, and that is Tumas Mikdash V'Kaddishav. Now, there's a Teresh Bapet that's worth speaking out, and it's going to be Mefurish and Reb Shimon in the Braisa that the Gemara is going to bring. And that is, even though Reb Shimon only gave a carve-out for the Kohen Moshiach, there has to be a carve-out for the Nasi also. What's the carve-out for the Nasi? Rabbi Akiva's carve-out. And that is that the Nasi wouldn't bring the Eidu V'Yayred for Shfuas Eidos. And the reason is because HaMelech Leidam Leidana Noisle Meivel HaMeidin Noisle. It's simply because he's Pasal Eidos, right? You can't even negotiate that. Lat L'Chayrit is not something that you can negotiate. So really, what then is Shittas Reb Shimon? Shittas Reb Shimon, if you summarize it properly, is that the Yochid brings Oyle V'Yayrit, that's obvious. The Nasi brings Oyle V'Yayrit, with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, which is really Shitas Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the Nasi, and the Koyim Mashiach brings the Oyle V'Yayrit, with the exception of Tumas Mikdash V'Chadashav, that's a whole new Shita. Either way, that is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Hanasi may be sus. We'll get to Rabbi Eliezer in the last part of the daf. But Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that when the Nasi brings the Oyle V'Yayrit, he taka brings the Oyle V'Yayrit, but the carbon is not what it is in Oyle V'Yayrit. Kiz b'seir shtei toim v'shneim den yayna or asiru se'efa. Rather, the carbon is going to be his sar. Why would the Nasi bring a sar? Because that's the Nasi's chatas kavua. So the Nasi's chatas kavua is a sar. Here too, it's going to be a sar. Zochti martan. First things first, Reb Shimon. So we had Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. We read it fast, and then we read it slowly. Mitashtik ala recap. So now the Gemara brings the Braisa version of Reb Shimon, which is even the longer version. Reb Shimon, hoyen noisin klal. Reb Shimon used to give the following rule as it relates to these halachas. Kol shah yachid ba'ashem taloi. Anytime a yachid has to bring an ashem taloi, hanasi ka yoitzabai. The nasi is going to also bring the ashem taloi. Mashiach ubez nebturim. However, the koyim Mashiach and bezin, they're potter from the ashem taloi. V'chol shush ba'ashem vadai. Right? Whenever you're bringing an ashem vadai, nasi and Mashiach, meaning, whenever the Yochid is bringing the Ashen Vadai, then the Nasi and the Koyim Mashiach are going to be Kiyotzim, and they're also going to bring the Ashen Vadai. Ubezdin Pturim, Bezdin never brings an Ashen Vadai. There's no Metzias of like a Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur regarding an Ashen Vadai. Now we're going to pivot to the part we need. Shmias HaKoyl Ubitu Isfasayim V'tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah. As relates to the three big sins that trigger the Eilu V'Yoyrit. Bezdin Pturim, that's easy. Nasi U'Mashiach Chayovim. The Nasi Mashiach Chayav. Ella, right, here's the fine print. And this fine print is going to be a little wordier than the fine print in the Mishnah. Ella She'ena Nasi Chayav B'Shmiras HaKoyel V'loi Mashiach B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Oh, the V'loi Mashiach B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, that was Mefurish in the Mishnah. The first part, She'ena Nasi Chayav B'Shmiras HaKoyel, that was not Mefurish in the Mishnah. We spoke it out. We promised we would see it in the Braisa. Okay, we were Noidu Mishalim. This is the Braisa. How did we know to speak it out? We knew to speak it out because we knew it already from Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. And by the way, you see, the Mishnah is always a little less wordy than the Braisa. The Mishnah didn't even have to mention this. Why does the Mishnah have to mention it? Because, you know, it's Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Why would you think Rabbi Shimon hold differently? And the Braisa, that's the wordier versions of all these halachas, we mention it as a baktzena. Moving along. Kol shehu ba'il v'yayir. Anytime you're dealing with a chet that triggers an oil v'yayir, nasi kayoitzabai. The Nasi brings the Eilu V'Yayrit, Mashiach u'Bezdin Pturim. Whereas the Koyim Mashiach and Bezdin are going to be Potter. See the last line? Kol Shub Eilu V'Yayrit. After we said Rav Shimon Shulchan Aruch regarding the Eilu V'Yayrit. What was Rav Shimon Shulchan Aruch regarding the Eilu V'Yayrit? The Yachir brings the Eilu V'Yayrit. Bezdin doesn't bring the Eilu V'Yayrit. The Nasi does with the exception of Shavuos HaEidos. And the Mashiach does with the exception of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Fears Eis Rav Shimon. This is all part of my klal. Kol Shub Eilu V'Yayrit, Nasi Kiyotzebai. The Nasi is like the Yachid, Mashiach u'Bezdin Pturim, whereas Mashiach and Bezdin is going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, I don't even know how to make heads and tails over here. Amrit, you started off saying, She'im Mashiach Chai B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. That when is the Koyim Mashiach excluded from the Oil of Yair regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? What does that seem to suggest? B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, who the Potter? Aval B'Shmir Sakal U'Bitus V'Sayim Chayev. It's only Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is going to be Potter, otherwise it's going to be Chayev. Eima Seif, look at the last line. Kol Shuba Oil of Yair, Nasi Kiyotzaboy, Mashiach Ubezdin, Piturin. And what are we doing? We're comparing the Mashiach in the Sefer to Bezdin. Now, what does it mean, Mashiach Ubezdin Piturin? Ma Bezdin Piturin Mikulain. Bezdin is part of him everything. Av Mashiach part of Mikulain. The Chari sounds that the Koy Mashiach is also going to be part of Mikulain. Kashin Adodi, Av a steer regarding Koy Mashiach. Now, the truth is, there seems to be a steer regarding Nasi also. And the Rishonim speak this out. Look on the page. The Gemara doesn't ask Nasi. Right? What would have been the steer by Nasi? First, Reb Shimon said that as it relates to the Nasi, Yechaya Bekulon, with the exception of Shavuos Ha'edos. And then he says that when it comes to Oyla V'yayre, Nasi Kayotzeboy. Sounds like he's mamash like the Yachid. He's always going to be Chayyab. There's a stira in Nasi. There's also a stira in Kohen Mashiach. Because first, Reb Shimon said as it relates to the Kohen Mashiach, he's Chayyab Bekulon with the exception of Mikdash V'Kadashav. And then he says, Mashiach Ubez Din Pturin. Sounds like you're always going to be Pater. The Gemara's Kashin Adodi is on the Kohen Mashiach part. It's not on the Nasi part. I'm Berishonim. But again, we're going to focus on what the Gemara does talk about. And that is Kashin Adodi, Om Rafunda Bredra. Rav Yeshua, Rav Hunis, Breid Rav Yeshua said like Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Kam bedalos, kam bedali dalos. One part of the Brayis is talking about carbon oil of Yoyrid as it relates to the regular carbon or even bedalos. The other part was talking about dali dalos. What's the chesh when the Gemara does the math? Rav Shimon sav like Rabbi Akiva bechado poligle bechado. Rav Shimon holds a little bit like Rabbi Akiva and he argues a little bit Rabbi Akiva. Sav like Rabbi Akiva bedali dalos to potter. He holds like Rabbi Akiva that the Kohen Gadol can never bring the carbon dali dalos. Why? Because it says zeh and zeh says the only Minchas Chavit that the Kohen Gadol is ever going to bring is the Minchas Chavitin as opposed to anything else. So he's going to be out. And that's why as it relates to Dali Dalas, he's mamish like Bezdin. If he's a Dali Dal, he's going to be Pati, he's going to be like Bezdin. Abu Poligale Abadalas. But he argues with Rabbi Akiva with regards to the other Eifane Kapara. So Rabbi Akiva darshnint from the word Me'achas, that once you don't have Dali Dalas, you don't have anything, there Rabbi Shimon is Poligale Abachada. He holds, I disagree. So he's Pati, he's Pati, but where he's Chayv, he's Chayv. So you're right, you have a little bit of a stira. On the one end, it sounds like from Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that the Koy Mashiach is Shayach to Oyla V'yayrit, with the exception of Mikdash V'Kadosh. Then I have a Mashmois that he's going to be completely out. Loikasha. One is talking about where he's an Oysher or he's an Araman. The other is talking about where he's Mamish Dali Dalos. If he's Dali Dalos, then he's going to be part of the Gamri. Why? Not because he's Bechefza excluded from the parish of Oyla V'yayrit, but because he's excluded from a Mincha Schaiva. And this guy's Schaiva right now is a Mincha. And as a result, that's not something you can have. The part of the Breisner where you see Reb Shimon holds that really he's Shayach to the Oyla V'yayrit, that's talking about Dalos, or it's talking about the first part. Over there, you would actually be chayiv. Moving along. Elosh ein kohen gadol chayiv v'chulus. Again, what's Reb Shimon's grace of chiddush? Reb Shimon's grace of chiddush over here is that the kohen gadol would not bring the oyle v'yoyret when it comes to tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And at first glance, as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, it's very, very sasam. Why would tumas mikdash v'kadoshav be different? And just to explain this a drop better, the fact that the Nasi is unique when it comes to Shavuos Ha'edos, that's Pashat. The Gemara doesn't say my time, but that's obvious, right? It's so Pashat. The Mishnah already explained it in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Shamelech Leidon V'Leidon Anois Leim Eivel Leim Eden Anois. How's he going to bring a carbon of Shavuos Ha'edos if he's Pashal Ha'edos? Right? Can't get to the point where he'd be chayiv doy l'vayayret. But that the Kohen Gadol should be excluded for Tumas Mikdash V'Chadashav, that at first glance is a very big chiddush. And the Gemara says, my time, Amar Chizkiyos, the Gemara says, my time, the Rav Shimon the Chizkiyos says, V'nichus ha'nefesh ha'him in toich ha'kol. And this is talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Chadashav. So that person who violates Mikdash V'Chadashav is chayiv karis. And what does it say? He will be chopped off from the midst of the kohol. And we learn from here, Misha Karban is shavah the kohol. Someone whose carbon is similar to the carbon of the kohol, he's someone that's subject to Mikdash V'Chadashav. Yotzah says, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, his carbon is not like the carbon of the Ka. Why? Because what does a Kohen Mashiach usually bring when he does an Avera B'shoigi that triggers a Chatas? He brings a Par. What does the Ka bring? They bring a Kizbasira. So being that he's not like the Ka, as it relates to his ordinary chatas, it's for that reason, it's a drasha, he's excluded from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is mechayev, someone that's like a b'toichami or noichi yosheves. But being that his carbon is not shavah l'kol, it's for that reason he's out. Reason not shavah l'kol? By the regular chatas kavup. The Gemara says, "Mkeinav ezoy nasi nami ein karbon shavah l'kol." So then the nasi should also be out. Because what does the nasi bring when it's a chatas kavup? It brings a soyer. So how come the nasi is not excluded for that reason? Right? When did Rav Shimon exclude the nasi? Only Shavuos Ha'edos. He didn't exclude him He didn't exclude him from Mikdash V'Kadashav. The Chayr, if the reason the Kohen Mashiach is excluded from Mikdash V'Kadashav is because he's not Shavu L'Kol, so the Nasi is also not Shavu L'Kol. By the way, not Shavu L'Kol as in Shavu L'Kol, right? That's a Nusach you find throughout Shas. So if you're not looking in the Gemara right now, it's not Shavu L'Kol. Shavu to everybody. Shavu L'Kol. Either way, so the Gemara says, Eibazoy, the Nasi is also excluded. The Gemara says, not true. Shavu B'Kapar D'Yem HaKippurim. The end of the day, the Nasi, even though his Chatas Kavua is a different Chatas Kavua, but at the same time, on Yom Kippur, he gets kapara together with the rest of Klai Yisrael. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, he had to bring his own par. Right, the Kohen Gadol's kapara in Yom Kippur is a separate kapara. The Gemara says, "Imkein nebezek yanim nami loy shavu l'kahal." So maybe a Kohen should be exempt from Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh of Schatos. Why? Because he's also not shavu l'kahal. Because just like the Kohen Gadol wasn't part of the call as it relates to the kapara in Yom Kippur, all the Kohanim were the same way. So the Gemara says, it's true that the Kohanim have a different kapara on Yom Kippur, but they're included as it relates to Shar Mitzvahs Deshana Kula. What does this mean? So Rashi says that what it means is they're included in the Parahalam Dava Shal Tzibur. And being that they're included in the Parahalam Dava Shal Tzibur, so that's why they're considered Shavala Kol. So as much as they're not Shavala Kol on Yom Kippur, but there's a tzad that they're Shavala Kol. But the Gemara says, Mashiach Nami HaShava B'Shar Mitzvahs Deshana. We know that the Koyim Mashiach was also included. It was a Mishnah we had in the first parak. We know that the Koyim Mashiach is also included in the Parah Davar Shal Tzibur. Right, if he paskin together with them, yeah, Fush Nei Mekoyim Mashiach. But the point is, we know he's excluded. Elamai Rava. So Rava said, you're 100% right. This is, we have no way to make this work. Right, we thought the reason the Koyim Mashiach is excluded from the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, because it says, V'nichos HaNefesh HaHim Mitoich HaKol, you need that Karbonoi should be Shavah L'Kol. His carbon is not Shavu L'Kol. He has a different Chatas Kavu. The problem is, if that's the case, you're going to run into problems. Because, let's say the Kohanim, good example. The Kohanim are also not Shavu L'Kol on Yom Kippur. The Nasi is also not Shavu L'Kol when it comes to the Chatas Kavu. So what are you going to tell me? But there are times that the Nasi is Shavu L'Kol on Yom Kippur. There are times the Kohanim are Shavu L'Kol when Parum Davar Shal Tzibur. There's times that the Kohen Mashiach is also Shavu L'Kol. Parum Davar Shal Tzibur. So that can't be the Vart. Elo, Amar, Rava, Rava, Sned, Ema, Hachi. You have to read it like this. Misha Chatosoi. Shavu v'yechidim umayin niyu kol. Not misha korbonoi shavu, but rather misha chatosoi shavu. The big difference. Not the carbon, that's not the focus, it's the chet. What does it mean, the chet? The oifen, the style of the chet that would trigger the carbon chatos. For an ordinary yachid, when does he bring a carbon chatos? Shigigas maisa, the nasi. When does he bring a carbon chatos? If it's shigigas maisa, the koyim mashiach, when does he bring a carbon chatos? If it's helm dov. You need a hayru bez of a toe, and then a shigas maisa. Chatosoi is not shavah liyachidin. It's not shavah to the kohol, and it's for that reason. And it's for that reason we say that he is going to be excluded from tumas mikdash v'gadash. What shayches? V'nichas ha'nefesh ahi mitoicha kohol. You have to be a b'toicham yonichi yosheves. That your trigger of the karban chatos is the same as all the yachidin, as the kohol. Yours is not, and as a result, you're excluded. Again, this is a real Gzeira Sakasev, if there's ever been one. But the bottom line is, this is the Shita of Rab Shimon. So again, if you want to do the quick recap, as it relates to the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, regarding the Oil of Yoyret, so if you think about it, we have three Shitas, right? We have Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shulchan Aruch, we had Rabbi Akiva Shulchan Aruch, and we had Rab Shimon Shulchan Aruch. What was Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shulchan Aruch? Very, very straightforward. Rabbi Yitzhak really holds the Nasi never brings a carbon oil of a Yairi, doesn't matter which chet it was, and the Kohen Mashiach never brings the oil of a Yairi, doesn't matter which chet it was. And both of them are for the same reason. It's because only someone that's Bali De'anias Vashiras that can bring the oil of a Yairi, someone that can't be Bali De'anias Vashiras can't, the Nasi can't be Bali De'anias Vashiras, and the Kohen Gadol can't be Bali De'anias Vashiras. That is Shitas Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. What was Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that the Nasi brings the Oil of Yoyret as it relates to Shvuas Bitoy and Mikdash V'Kadashav, just not Shvuas Eidos, and the Kohen Mashiach never brings the Karban Oil of Yoyret. The reason the Nasi does, but doesn't by Shavuos Eidos, is because there's no mir to be memayit the Nasi. I, Misha Bali, the Anirus Vashus, Rabbi Kiva doesn't subscribe to that mir. Why then doesn't he bring Shavuos Eidos? Because he's Apostle Eid. If he's Apostle Eid, how's he going to bring it? As it relates to the Kohen Mashiach, there's a different drasha. There's a drasha that says that Aharon HaKohen could only have one Minchas Chayva, that's the Minchas Chavitin. And then it says, V'chiper Olav HaKohen Al-Chatosai Ashachata Me'achas Me'elo with a Mem. And it says it at the end, and that's how I know someone that's not Shaykh to one is not going to be Shaykh to any of them. But either way, that's a miut that a half a koyim b'shech. That miut doesn't work for the nasi because the nasi can bring the minchas chayva. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva holds that the nasi would bring, with the exception of shvus ha'edus. However, he wouldn't bring when it comes to the Koyim Mashiach in any of the situations. The third sheet is Rav Shimon. What sheet is Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon is not Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's not Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon says that the Nasi always brings, with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, the Koyim Mashiach always brings, with the exception of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Nasi always brings, with the exception of Shavuos Eidos, because he's apostolate, and there's no other mit, he doesn't subscribe to Misha Bali Dei Anius Vashios. The Koyim Mashiach always brings, with the exception of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because again, he doesn't subscribe to Misha Bali Dei Anius Vashios, stating that, as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, he's going to be exempt, because he's a new drasha. Now, one knech that emerged from the Gemara's analysis of the Braisa, the longer version of Shittas Rav Shimon, is that as much as Rav Shimon doesn't subscribe, say not to Rabbi Yosef Aglili's p'tor of the Koyim Mashiach, and say not to Rabbi Akiva's p'tor of the Koyim Mashiach. Again, Rabbi Yosef Aglili's p'tor was Misha Baladei Anius Vashiris. He doesn't sign up to that. Rabbi Akiva's p'tor was Zeh Karban Aharon, and it says Mei Achas Meyela. He doesn't subscribe to that either. But Rav Shimon is Moideh B'Miktas to Rabbi Akiva. This is the recap. He's Moideh B'Miktas. He agrees that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, would never bring the carbon of Dali Dalas. He just holds that that would only affect Dali Dalas. It's going to be neither here nor there. It's going to have no bearing, no impact on the rest of it. Either way, what's still remaining here? What's remaining is Rabbi Eliezer. The last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hanasi Mevi Soir. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that the Nasi brings the oil of a yayre, and what's the animal that he brings? He brings the sar, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Batumak Smikdash V'Kadoshav. A very geschmack, a comment from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the only time Rabbi Eliezer said that the Nasi brings the sar when it comes to an oil of a yayre situation is if the Aver was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But if it was Shvus HaBitoy or Shvus HaEdos, then not. And what's the reason? Hoyol V'Nemar Boi Koris. The reason is because what's Rabbi Eliezer's lumdus? Rabbi Eliezer's lumdus is we know what the Nasi's chatos is. The Nasi's chatos is a sar. So if it's a sar there, it should be a sar here too. It's not going to be subject to the oil of a yoyridig menu, but rather it's going to be a sar. Tanya's Rabbi Yochanan, when is the Nasi's chatos a sar if it's a davish adayin ikaris? Because that's the rule that governs all chatos. By the oil of a yoyrid, there's an example of a davish adayin ikaris, but the other two are actually not davish adayin ikaris. So said Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Eliezer said the Nasi's going to bring the sair, loy Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ella betumas mikdash v'kadoshav, hoyul v'nema beikaris ki bekvua, because that's a good sushtel to the sair's chatos. But as relates to everything else, now Amar Rapapa said, okay, now we mistabra, aver shtikel svara araya to Rabbi Yochanan. These talk about Rabbi Eliezer al kulin kamar, because if you're going to tell me Rabbi Eliezer didn't only mean the tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, but he meant all the oil of yoyrei, it's mechti. Let me ask you a kasha. Sair nasi Upar Moshiach b'makim yochel lechatas koy. Right, the soyer is to the nasi, and the par is to the Moshiach. What the kizben the seira is to the chatas yochel. Meaning, the nasi has his unique chatas. Well, Papa's about to say something bomb. Rab, the soyer, the nasi has his own chatas, which is the soyer, and the Moshiach has his own unique chatas, which is the par. Now, if that's the case, then nisni nami Moshiach may be par. Why then did Rabbi Eliezer only comment at the end of the Mishnah that you should know when the Nasi brings his oil of Yair, it's going to be a sar? Why? Because that's always his thing. That's a great comment. It's very profound. But how come he didn't say regarding the Mashiach as well? That when the Mashiach brings the oil of Yair, you know what his oil of Yair is going to be? It's probably going to also be the par. Why didn't he say that? Good kasha? When you learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Nasi brings the sar. Right? Even without saying the Gemara. It's probably because that's the Nasi's always chatos, right? Okay, so he should have said the Mashiach always brings a par. Because that's what he always brings. Why didn't he say that? Zok Rapapa, Rabbi Yochanan was just miyash of the kasha. Elamid, the loik tani Mashiach. But in fact, he didn't say Mashiach. Shema mina, atumas mikdash v'kadoshav koi. Must be, it's because really the comment is only atumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Because the only time it's true that you're going to bring the sar is if it's going to be a noila v'yoyre. That's a dovish of doini kars. Because that's the only time you find that the Nasi brings a if that's true, it'd have to be the same by the Mashiach. And must be that Rebbe Eliezer holds that there is no for Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshav, when it comes to the Mashiach, what would be the svara to that? Oh, because he holds a Reb Shimon, who was mentioned 1 second earlier than Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, and if that's the case, that's why he didn't mention it. In other words, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect, and Rabbi Eliezer's comment is not only a comment regarding Tumas Mikdash Kadosh, it's true for all the Oilu V'Yerids of the Nasi, even the ones that are not Chayvei Krisos, even though the whole Mekart Rabbi Eliezer's comment is that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir Bechatas Kavu, and that is a Davish Adonai Karas, but at the end of the day, this is a chatas, and therefore the chatas that we know that he brings a sar is going to be a sar. Well, then, no. How come he only made the comment by the nasi? Why didn't he make it by the Mashiach? Now you'll tell me, Maman of Shach, why did he make it the Mashiach? No, like Rabbi Yochanan, it makes perfect sense because it was only to get mikdash for Kadoshav, and maybe other like Rabbi Shimon that there's no Mashiach when it comes to mikdash for Kadoshav. Very geschmack. This was Rapapa's Hochinami Mistabra to Rabbi Yochanan. So he says the Gemara, Amalei Rafuna Breid Rav Nasr Rapapa, Rafuna Breid Rav Nasr told Rapapa, Mimai. I don't know if you have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's a geschmack a dick, but I don't think this is right. Because Dilma, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulun Koi. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer, when he made his comment that the Nasi is going to bring the Tsar, he meant by all the Oilu V'Yerids. He meant it by everything, not only by the Chayvei Krisos. To like Rabbi Yochanan, aye, what's your kasha? How come he didn't say it by the Mashiach? Such an obvious answer. Ube Mashiach, sava like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, we said it's also the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Gli, the Dama Mashiach, Pata Bekulon. Because Mashiach is Pater Mikulon. And being that the Mashiach is Pater Mikulon, so it's Stamazay not Negeya. If it's Stamazay not Negeya, so that's why they mention it. You're assuming that Rabbi Eliezer holds that really the Mashiach could bring the Oil of Yoy, right? And as a result, you're asking this guy, Sakasha, how come he's only commenting that the Nasi is going to bring the Tsar? Why is he not saying the Mashiach is going to bring the Par? Right? This is your Gros Tzaddik. Oh, must be, it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, and he must hold by Mashiach, like Rabbi Shimon. All right, that's the Torah. Says Gemara, no, maybe he holds it stam not negay. Maybe there's never an Oilu V'Yoyer when it comes to the Mashiach. Amaleis, and the Gemara said, Rav Papa told Rav Hunabed, Rav Nosin, a very big chiddush. Rashi spoke to that already in the Mishnah. So if you learned Rashi inside, you know this already. But this is a very big chiddush. Amaleis, Rabbi Akiva, mipotele, mipar. What? Rabbi Akiva said there's no par. This is a chiddush. Says Rav Papa, I hold. And Rabbi Akiva said that the Koy Mashiach is going to be potter. Right? The whole shtickel Torah of why? Zen and Meachas Meyela. It was only with regards to the Oil of Yoyred. But as it relates to the par, I never said he's not going to bring a par. The Oil of Yoyred, this Oifen of Kapari, he's excluded from. But his good old fashioned par, that's actually something that he's going to have to bring. And if that's the case, then for sure, there is no Shitas Rabbi Akiva Bechlal in the Welt that holds that you're going to be Nesmait Legamri. And if there's no such Shita that holds that you're going to be Nesmait Legamri, well, if that's the case, then we do have a diak. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say only the Nasi would bring the Sar? Why didn't he mention that the Mashiach is going to bring the Par? The Teretz is, because it's probably only Negeya. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita must be that it's only Negeya by Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and that's why only the Nasi has Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Mashiach doesn't have Mikdash V'Kadoshav per Shita's Reb Shimon. But the bottom line is, this would be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says, Vesu loy midi, there's nothing else to talk about. Stating that, the Gemara must have been Mata Neder, because in the next word, the Gemara continues to talk about it. Right, this is a problem, because we always say, Vesu loy midi means it's over. You see, it's not. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Moid, Rabbi Eliezer is Moidish Ein Mevi Asham Tal. It's not Mamish the same shmuz. It's Me'inyan Le'inyan. It's a related shmuz, but it's not mamish the same shmuz. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying here? Rabbi Eliezer is moida she'ein mevi ashem talik shmak. Said Rabbi Yochanan another comment on what Rabbi Eliezer said. First comment was like, Rabbi Eliezer elu b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, right? Hayo v'nevim karos by kikvur. The second comment is Rabbi Eliezer is moida that if a nasi would have a suffix, if he was over tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'shoigeg, he would not bring the ashem talik. Well, so we know there's no Ashem Tali when it comes to Oilu V'Yoyered. How do we know that? That's the Mishnah on the top of that Ches Amid Beis. So, Rabbi Yochanan, it could be a Havamina, that maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the Nasi is the one that did it, it's going to be different. What would be the Havamina? Because the Nasi brings a Sayer. He brings the carbon you bring by the Chatas Kavua. So if he brings the carbon, they bring it by Chatas Kavua. Maybe if there's a suffix, the regular suffix Chatas, maybe you should bring it Ashem Tali. Now we know the Nasi brings the Ashem Tali, right? It's a little bit confusing. Bezdin doesn't, and the Mashiach doesn't. But the Nasi does. So if the Nasi does, then L'chayra, we know he's in the parasha of Ashem Tali, and here he's bringing his regular carbon, so maybe he brings the Ashem Tali. So Rabbi Yechira, no. And what's the lamdis? The lamdis is that the reason Ashem Tali is exempt from Oyel V'Yair is mitzad the din Oyel V'Yair, mitzad the chet. It's not mitzad the carbon. If it's a din in the carbon, so then you can hear the Nasi's different because his carbon is a regular carbon. Kamash one, that's not what it is. But either way, this is what Rabbi Yechira says. Look, Tani Tanaka made Rav Sheishes. There was a Tana that told Rav Sheishes, Ashem Tali ba al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. A Tana comes to Rav Sheishes and says, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. You never heard this. Ashem Tali ba al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. He said, who are you quoting? He said, I know you're probably quoting Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Hoyel Venema by Chorus Kibikfua, Maisi Nasi Sar Alea. Meaning, you're probably going Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, being that it has Chorus, like a Chatas Kavua does, you bring the Sawyer. And if you bring the Sawyer, so if you have an Ashem Tali situation, it's a Sofik Sawyer, it's like a Sofik Chatas Kvud, that's when you want to bring the Ashem Tali. So the Tana comes to Rav Sheishes, and he tells him, Ashem Tali Baal Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Rav Sheishes says, ah, Damalachmani, you're going, probably, you mean Rabbi Eliezer. It's a good Shtekot Torah, Rabbi Yochanan already addressed it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Shem Evi and Ashem Tali. Rabbi Yochanan already said, Shem Evi and Ashem Tali. And the Gemara says, if that's the case, Kasha, what does it mean, Kasha? Kasha means there was a Tana that was fakoifing a brisa. Right? What does it mean, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheishes? There was a Tana that had a brisa. Someone comes to Rav Sheishes, so he's an Amor, right? Because Rav Sheishes is an Amor. He's even a later Amor. So you have an Amor coming, he's fakoifing a brisa, and he's telling Rav Sheishes, right? Rav Sheishes is the big bucky in brises. He's the Sinai, in the world of Sinai, and Ikaharim. Right, giving it away. That's the Sima Masach Sairis. Rav Sheishes, we know, goes down as one of the big Sinais. But he's fakoifing this brisa, and he's trying to make it work. Ashem Tali Baal Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Rav Sheishes said the only one you could make it work would be Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer by the Nasi. Rabbi Yochanan already knocked it out. And if that's the case, Kasha, what's Kasha? The Brisa is Kasha. There is no Eitza. There's no way to make any sense of this Brisa. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Hoira Koyen Mosh.